I think the move, in the actual sense, can be misconstrued and perhaps misunderstood by a lot of people to mean that African leaders are looking for ways at protecting themselves, more so after committing some crimes of some sort. But actually, it is on the contrary. The move actually stems from the behavior of the ICC as such. Because we have seen a lot of atrocities being committed by European countries and America, etc. The case in question is the issue of Iraq, Afghanistan, and other countries where a lot of people were killed, and of course Libya and others. In all those atrocities, no one has been brought to book so far, solely because the decision was taken by the so-called superpower America with the aid of Britain. What the message that is coming from the decision of the African leaders is that atrocities are the same, and the death of these people is equally the same. If America kills people and Libya kills people, they should be treated equally. So what we've been witnessing so far is that the ICC is basically looking at atrocities that are being committed as per their view by the African leaders. Whatever America does, whatever the number of people America kills, it is always said that it is in the name of justice. But whatever an African leader does, it is viewed and treated as a criminal. And hence, those African leaders are dragged to the ICC for trials. So this is basically the message that the African leaders are sending to the rest of the world, that we need equality here. We need to be treated equally. No one is bigger than the other, and no one is justified to kill. So basically, this is how I view the whole process, and this is how I view the decision by the African leaders. It is not a way of saying, let us be. Even if we kill our people, let us be. That is not how I see it. It is only to send a message that all leaders are equal before the eyes of God. So whosoever commits crime should be treated equally, as we are now seeing the president of Kenya and his deputy are being dragged to Hague to answer those crimes, whereas Tony Blair, George Bush, and others are walking scot-free, even though we know that they committed heinous crimes against humanity.
If this happens, are these African leaders not going to abuse this kind of privilege?
Abusing it in what sense? Because the African leaders have a responsibility to superintend over the affairs of their states, and they have their people to judge them by way of voting them in or out in view of how they would have conducted themselves. So with this type of democracy, and we have the United Nations as our watchdog, we have the United Nations Security Council as our watchdog, so surely we have enough policing by the United Nations to ensure that every leader has a responsibility to properly superintend over the affairs of their people. So there is that sense of responsibility, as long as we still subscribe to the notion of that the United Nations still remains the organization of the world.